The Red Bull Music Academy has broadcast live out of Atlanta's Patchwork Studios this week. The iconic studio has served as a hip-hop base for operations for more than 20 years. We took a tour of Patchwork Studios last year for its 20th anniversary, and we learned how the studio is run.
Thank you for calling Patchwork. This is Toya.
Patchwork Studios are nondescript by design. They're trying to not draw attention so they can give recording artists the privacy they crave. There's no big fancy sign that says Patchwork, where Whitney Houston, Beyonce, and Mariah Carey recorded.
We just try to make it so that if you're looking for us, then you're looking for us. But if not, just kind of keep going.
That's Curtis Daniel. He started Patchwork Recording Studios 20 years ago in Atlanta.
If Snoop comes with the bus, you know, I think R. Kelly and Scarface walked to McDonald's one time, One Direction. I didn't even know who they were. I just know I came to work, and I kept saying, why are these little teenage girls lined up outside the studio? And then I looked them up, and it was like, oh, they're huge.
Daniel says Patchwork does it all, from recording and mixing to copyright registration and distributing completed tracks on streaming platforms. And at Patchwork, you can record just about anywhere.
Anywhere you see the mic panels in the building, we can record from. So there's some in the lounge, the hallways, all that stuff. They're all over the place. We just had to do a recording in the hallway this past weekend. Yeah.
Curtis shows me Studio 9000, one of the larger sound studios at Patchwork. I asked him what it takes to run a successful studio this size.
It doesn't matter if it's hot or light or dark. Brown always kind of neutralizes everything. So if somebody's red hot or if they're real cool, I just kind of sit in the middle. So my temperament is more so the more stressful things are, the more calmer I get. I just kind of bring everything down. It wasn't like that before. I mean, when we first started, I mean, I was like 23 out of college. If somebody would blow a speaker, I'd probably blow a fuse. You know what I mean? But as you work and begin to realize that things happen as part of the process, it wasn't intentional, you just charge people for it. You know what I mean? So it's like it really ain't no need to get emotional about it. It kind of is what it is. Typically, I'm prepared, you know, for all the things that possibly can happen. I'm like a thinker. So already
because everything
yeah,
has
I've,
happened.
I've already thought about all the stuff, like what are we going to do if this happens or if this happens and if this happens. So I just think like the information is really powerful. So for me, you know, just the demeanor of the people here, like I say, the team takes on the personality of the head coach, and I'm the head coach. So people here tend to relax and don't be stressing out because we have all the information and all the knowledge that we need to make decisions. So, you know, ahead of time, they know who's working, what sessions, what engineers, if the clients have a writer. It just makes everything
cool. A contract writer, which lists out all the specific things they want.
Yeah, so just being prepared and not halfway doing anything creates a great environment here. That's what people keep coming here for.
Okay, now there's often been coverage of some crazy writers. A lot of those are at concert venues, but have you seen some kind of nutty things that people have asked for? I mean, the all one color M&M is kind of infamous, but have there been things that have sort of surprised you in a writer?
Definitely, and those are the ones that we like.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the more demanding and the bigger it is and the more eccentric it is, it gives us the opportunity to prove that we're great. You know, say, for instance, whether it's Alicia Keys or Mariah Carey's and it's 3 pages long and we got to rent a $200,000 piano in a day, then we do it. If we got to buy some $300 candles, we'll do it. If we got to buy $1,700 worth of champagne, we do it. You know what I mean? It like what I tell people, it's like if you think of it, it's almost like when you go out of town and you buy a hotel online, right? The temperament on your whole trip about to be set when you open that door. You open that door and you look at that room, either you're going to be happy and then you're going to be like, this is cool, or you're going to look at it and be like, man, these sheets are terrible. It's dirty. It sets the mindset of it. So for us, the more that they tell us what they want, it's easy for us to deliver. They literally telling you what you want. Here's our writer. This is what we need to make our session successful. Get everything on there and get two of them.
Do you think that those things in the end, like providing someone a certain brand of bottled water, do you think those things have an effect on the sound of the music?
Definitely, because the music is a feeling. So what's the craziest part about it here in the studio, an artist has to be comfortable enough to open up his soul, to sing to you, to connect to you. That's how real it is. If they're not comfortable, how can they deliver that on tape? You know, it kind of comes out in the music.
I'm not in any way, shape, or form asking you to name names, but how accurate are you in predicting what will hit and what won't? And when you hear recordings, do you sometimes say to yourself, "Oh, that's a terrible single"?
Well, I'm never in the studio because I don't do any.
You don't
music.
Hear it.
Mm-mm. Yo, so like me, I always joke and tell people I'm the last fan. So I try not to come in the studio. I don't want the record early. I want to go out and support the people that are supporting us. So I don't listen to it. But the engineers, you know, you'll kind of get a buzz when they be like, you know, "Hey man, that was pretty good." But then again, it's not just the music. I can get a sense of what's going to work by how the people pay me. Like,
oh,
how much of, yeah, because if a client calls to book studio time, and then I got to call the label to get a purchase order, if the record label is giving me a hard time, then I already say that, you know, they may not be supporting this project like they want to. So, for instance, say, like, if we're doing Beyonce, if I call the record label, they're going to say, "She can work as long as she want. There's no cap on the food budget. Get whatever she want." By the time she's done, the next day, they'll be paying me. You know what I mean? That's how quick they are. Now, if it's another artist that's up and coming, they may take 90 days. And then so I'll be like, okay, they're not behind this project, because it ain't just me. Like, you got to have that good relationship with the DJs, the radio stations, the stores, and everything. So I can tell that if they're supporting the project, because they ain't playing with that money. Everybody going to get paid, the producers, the artists, the studios, the DJs, the street team. It's like clicking and going. So my indication is typically the paperwork. It
wow,
ain't
that's
about
really
the music. Yeah, because it's a lot of people that make great music, but if they're not in a good system, it doesn't work. If they're not going to promote it, market it, deliver it, get behind the project and stuff like that, then it ain't going to work. So I got different indicators.
So, I mean, we hear a lot about the struggling of the music business lately, and especially the recording industry. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that reflected? How is business?
Our business is awesome. I mean, it's kind of like, I guess I would tell people, it's like, you know, I'm an analogy person. So I would say, you know, back in the days, if you were going out to eat, you probably went out 6 or 7 days a week to eat when you had some money in your pocket. And then when the little recession hit and, you know, the economics got bad, you may only go out once or twice a week. But when you go out there once or twice, you're not about to be guessing where you're going. You're going to go to a place where you know the food is good and you like the food. So for us, you know, people used to always be in the studios, but now they can do a lot of stuff at home with Pro Tools, with the digital-based system. But when they come out, they ain't going nowhere. You know, they like, okay, we going out to eat. We really going out to eat. So when they come out to record, they want to go to a place where they know their stuff is done perfectly.
Before I left Patchwork, we sat in on a mixing session where an artist is fine-tuning her track.
Issue walked away. I've been
mixing engineer Corey Anders is in the studio with Atlanta-based singer Venitra. He's looking at her song on his computer screen. It's split up into a bunch of different elements in his digital audio editor.
What I'm doing right now is I'm stripping down her vocals. We're just going through trying to get the right reverb sound, put her in the right, you know, the right room tone that matches the song and matches what she's trying to accomplish with the overall vibe and feeling.
Today, mixing that song could take at least a couple hours.
Oh, I feel stronger. I'm taking my life back.
You heard a difference in it? Or?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, just the reverb.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what I did is I totally took off the other reverb and just put on a different, you know, actually one that I pretty much used for all your songs, just so it's uniform.
Yeah, I think it sounds clearer, though.
Venitra has been recording pop music for a decade, and she says she has a vision for every song she does.
So it's an acoustic version of this song. So basically, it was just to showcase my voice. So basically, we're going to put emphasis on my vocals versus if it were another track, it may be more emphasis on the bass or another instrument.
Since you walked away.
Venitra has recorded and mixed her music at Patchwork Studios for more than a year, and she hopes to have her album completed by next spring. She says she feels a connection to the many artists who've come here before her, and maybe 20 years from now, someone else will feel a connection to her.
So insecure.
A tour of the iconic Patchwork Studios in Atlanta. We visited last year for the studio's 20th anniversary. The Red Bull Music Academy has been broadcasting live from Patchwork this week. The Academy runs through Saturday.